Yeah, let's take a look at that in the Rambam a little bit. Yom Kippur is when Shul called the Yochel the Rabbi, who case Machil the Stich of Yisrael. Ficha Chayim and Kol Asa Shul as well as Yom Kippur. So the Rambam speaks of the Chayim Shul of Yom Kippur. So the immediate association that we all have is what Rabbeinu Yonah has twice in Shana Tshuva. That there's a special chiyuv. The Ben Yonah also says there's a special chiyuv shuvah Yom Kippur. The context in which the Ben Yonah says it is, Ben Yonah quotes, as the Rambam did at the end of Parak Aleph, Chachos Shuvah from the Gemara and Yuma, the Chilukei Kapara, that if a person is mevatel an essay and he does shuvah, so right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel. If a person is over on a los essay, not to have a krisos and misses bez in the shuvah shav, so then Tshuva tol of Yom Kippur mechaper. If it was chamuros, so then tshuva of Yom HaKippurim tolim and yisurim haboam alav agomim kaparoso. And if it's chel Hashem, achman atzlan, im yichupa lachem ha'avon hazeh atumusun. That it's tshuva and Yom HaKippurim and yisurim are all tolim, tolim in the sense that he doesn't die prematurely. And Misa is Mechaper. So Ben Yonah says, in light of those Chilukei Kapara, so what does it mean when we say that Kigayom is a Yechaper Lechem, Mikol Chatosechem? But the Chilukei Kapara says that we don't get Kapara for everything on Yom Kippur. So Ben Yonah answers and says, no. Kigayom is a Yechaper Lechem Tar Eschem. Because Chatosechem, the Fnei Hashem Tetaru is a chiyuv, is a mitzvah sase. You have a mitzvah to do tshuva. Mikol Chatosechem. What is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lechem Letareschem? But the Mikol Chatosechem is linked to the Lifnei Hashem Tetaru. So that's the context in which Rabbeinu Yonah says it, and he says that the nosaf, and in addition to the chiyuv tshuva that one has all year long. There's a special chiyuv tshuva on Yom Kippur. What's the difference? It's just a sort of kefel ha'esed. No, so there are differences. That all year long, the mechayiv in tshuva is yediyas ha'chet. But all year long, a person doesn't have to go making a cheshbon ha'nefesh to see. Maybe there are chatam that I'm unaware of. Maybe the chatam, he doesn't have to engage into an nachbos adrachein of a nachkor. I know that I did chayt poni. Okay, so that's mechayiv me in tshuva. And Yom Kippur is chayiv l'hoyas rucho. A person has to look, has to engage in chippus. You're talking the other differences. So at first glance, one associates the Rambam with Rabbeinu Yonah, but lamaisa. Rambam doesn't quote a pasuk for this, right? For chayavim lasos tshuva, he doesn't quote a pasuk. He doesn't quote Rabbeinu Yonah's Lifnei Hashem Tetaru. Okay, what's he gonna do with Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha? And look, everyone has to deal with that with that kasha. But let's leave that for now. In the Rambam, Kimaduma is mentioning something else. Rabbeinu Yonah, again, l'shitaso, at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, I think it's even, I forget if it's Oz Beis or Oz Gimel, about Ro'as HaMis'acher B'Tshuva, someone heard it? It's Shar Aleph, maybe Oz Beis, maybe. Ro'as HaMis'acher. Rosh Bey, Rosh Gimel. I made it up.
Is it Ra'a?
Ra'a Samis Acha.
Oh, with an I.
Yeah. Ra'at.
Yeah, it was Dallas.
It was not a podcast, sorry. The oldest bone in. No. Okay. Well, you might say. But Daki Achote, this is also Ostom. Again, v'daki achote kashi yisachel loshem mechatasa yichpal al ma'od onsho b'chol yom. So it's clear that Rabbi Yona holds that the chiyuv to do tshuva is immediately. If a person becomes aware of a chiyuv, Kimaduma that the Rambam disagrees with that. And for the Rambam, the pshat is hayos that yom kippurim hu lechaper aleichem and kivayom zeichaper aleichem, that becomes the deadline for the chiyuv tshuva all year long. Which is why the Rambam doesn't have a pasuk for the chiyuv tshuva on Yom Kippur. Because for the Rambam, it isn't an additional chiyuv the way it is for Rabbeinu Yonah. For the Rambam, who never gives a deadline for tshuva, this is the deadline. If you take a look in Sefer Chinuch, in Parshas Noso, Shin Samach Dalek. As you hear that? Chinuch Parshas Noso. That's for Shin Samach Dalek. Okay, thank you. Again, this is the mitzvah's vidui. Mitzvah's vidui alchei. Chenetz tavinu lesvadus lefnei Hashem al kol hachatom shachatom ve'esh nisnachim aleihem. V'zehu inyan avidui sheyom ha'odem be'esh ha'tshuva ona Hashem chatasi, etc. Okay, so vidui again, vidui with tshuva. Now, as the chinuch does at the end of every mitzvah, nohagis mitzvah zo v'chol mokum v'chol zman v'zchor min kevos, v'ha'over alav zev v'lo hisvada al chata b'yom ha'kipurim, shu yom kavua me'olam l'slicha v'chapar, bital esay zev. So, in the chinuch it's mefurish, right? In the chinuch it's mefurish that yom ha'kipurim is the deadline for the chiyuv tshuva and vidui while you're long. And Kimaduma, that's the pshat in the Rambam. That's why, unlike Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam doesn't have a pasuk for his chiyuv tshuva on Yom Kippur. Because for the Rambam, it's not a new chiyuv. It's the if you haven't yet, so now is the deadline. Now is the deadline. That's it.
For Rabbeinu Yonah, what's
right. We all hope that in Shemayim the halachas like the Rambam, right? I don't know what to say.
Is it one day?
He does. He quotes there. Can we go back to the Oz Bey's Gimel Levels or something like that?
Okay, so
ולדעס ולסונה להם, למהר להימלט על נפשם. ויש בהם נידוח מעל השם ברוך הוא, לא יאמין על עונש החוטא. לא עונש החטא. ואומר רבי סיינו זכרנו לברוך, אם מאיס את המלכוכם של אבא אבר בלילה, אל תהר אחר ביום, כי באם עשה עשה תשובה. So hagam that again the Gemara says it about a Talmud Chacham, but in the way of Ben Yon is nothing pshat. It's not that it's a midas chasidus that the Talmud Chacham is noheg. It's that the Talmud Chacham is muchzak that he's doing the din. So it sounds like Bo Ben Yon.
Deadline. It means once the deadline passes, you can't get a
kapara
for that,
yeah? No, it means that a person would be guilty of a bitter latzah.
Oh,
fine. Yeah. No, it doesn't mean that he can't do tshuva, because that's what the Rambam says in Perek Beis. That afilu ava kol yoma va'asa tshuva. So if he's 95 years old, then the Rambam Yom Kippurim has elapsed. But it means that he'll be guilty of bittul mitzvahs tshuva uvidoi on Yom Kippur. And it's going to Ben Yonah every day that there's it's sort of, you know, that if a person wasn't given a mila b'katznus, so then he incurs the chiyuv when he becomes a gadol. So then every day he's being mevatel an essay that he doesn't arrange to have a mila. So according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Yonah, basically it's every day a person is guilty of some degree of bittul. According to the Rambam, no, a person is not guilty of any degree of bittul until Yom Kippurim comes. But any chayk that a person has done, and now Yom Kippur comes, and now to avoid being guilty of a bittul, so then this is the Rambam. Okay, go to Perek Zayin, Rabbi Yossi. Holy Rishus Kol Adam Nisun Alo Kemoshe Bayana. We have it, what's that? Perek Zayin. Holy Rishus Kol Adam Nisun Alo Kemoshe Bayana. Yishtal Al Adam Lassus Tshuv Elin Al Kapov Echatav G'day Shiyomus Ubal Tshuv G'day Shiyisko L'chay Alam Haba. Halacha Beis. La'olim yira odim asmo ke'ilu hanota lomos v'shama yomos b'shaito v'nimtza omri b'chatov v'fichuch yoshu v'chatov miyad v'lo yomek sha'azkin oshud shama yomos kodim sh'yazkin hu sh'shlomo omri b'chokmoso v'chol eis yu v'gadecha levonim v'shama al roshucha al yachsa. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes that in Pirkei Avos, Perek Sheni, Shuv Yomecha Lefnei Misascha, and the Gemara in Shabbos says, V'chi Olam Yodeya Mosa Yomos. So how does a person schedule to do that? No, so in Echanami, so Kol Yom, Yerek Ilu Hu Yomecha Lefnei Misascha, Nimtzu Kol Yom HaBetshuva. So how does this, first of all, why did the Rambam, Why did he hold off on quoting this until Perek Zayin? A and B, which is sort of the I'm double dipping here, sort of the same question, just asking it twice. How does this come to do what we said in Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin is the pshat. So how does this all integrate? Sounds like here that this practically yields what Rabbeinu Yonah says. The fichu yashu mechatav miyad. But on the other hand, here it's attributed to Shema Yomos. Here it's attributed to, because no one knows for whom the actuarial tables are going to be true and for whom the actuarial tables are not going to be true. For person doesn't know. But even here, where the Rambam does speak of a chiyuv, he doesn't say it as, he doesn't say it the way Ben Gaon says. And it's because of the unpredictability of life. And the third question is, what do you mean Shema Yomos? In Halacha, we're not choshesh that a young person is going to die. You have a kohen. A kohen goes on a business trip. You know, in days, you know, when that meant that there was no communication and no reports. So his wife continues to teach him. We don't say that there's a suffix that maybe the kohen died, and let's say she has no children from the kohen. So we don't say there's a suffix whether she's allowed to eat truma. If he's an old man, okay. So, but a young man that al pi din we're not. We don't say, in Halacha we don't say Shema Yomos by a young man. Okay, let's say Halacha Gimel. For example, Halacha Gimel. Ve'al tova she'ena tshuva ela me'aver she'esh ben ma'isa k'on z'nus v'gazel l'gneva. K'shem t'tzov odom l'oshu me'elu, k'achu t'tzov l'chavuz b'deus ro'a she'esh lo v'loshu me'hen. Min ha'kas, min ha'evu, min ha'kinu, min ha'tachrus, ומן ההיטול, מן רדיפס המומון והכובד, מן רדיפס המאכולס ומכיוצא בהן. מן הכל צריך לחזור בתשובה. ואלו אבונוס קושם מאוסן שיש בהן מייסה, שבזמן שאדם נשקע באלו, קושו הוא לפרוש. וכן הוא אומר יעזו ראש של דרכו, ואיש עוד בן מחשב עושה. When Rambam says that the reality is that for Deus Ra'os that we have, that it's kasha lifrosh, shebizman she'odem nishka be'elu, kasha hu lifrosh. So what does kasha lifrosh mean? Let's say I say that it's easy to pick up this sefer, but it's difficult to pick up this vessel. Okay. Let's say it's easy to. I don't know, to walk a mile, but if you want to walk from the southernmost tip of New York State to the northernmost tip, it's much more difficult. So in the first case, it doesn't take any longer, it just requires more exertion, right? I don't think it really takes any longer to lift the desk than it does to lift the sefer. Just requires much more muscle and much more exertion. But if you can do it, it's not going to take you, man, take a second longer, maybe, I don't know, but it's not really going to take you. The difference, the kasha is in terms of the exertion. In the second example, so the kasha also encompasses, it certainly does include exertion in the second example also, but the point is that it also means that's a long process. So which does the Rambam mean here when he says kasha?
So the Pashtus is, again, nine thousand nine hundred and ninety-nine times out of 10,000, it means that it's a longer and drawn out process. Because to uproot a daya, as the Rambam writes in, is, you know, when the Rambam talks about in Perek Beis, in those deos, when it talks about if a person sees that he has deos roos, the kate said he refuasam. Mishu balchema omemo lahanig atzmo shem huka v'kulo lo yargish klal v'yelech v'derech zuz man meruba ad sheteaka hachema miliba. So here the Rambam says, the Rambam describes how a person is misakin a day, and he says explicitly that it's going to take zman meruba. So it's clear that the kasha lefesh me'elu is the second example we get, right? It's not just the lifting the desk, it's the walking cross state. So now the word is like this. When you talk about Deus Ra'os, Yom Kippurim is not the deadline for having finished the job. It can't be, because Zman Meruba can mean more than Yud Beis Chodesh. Yeah, the Rambam doesn't tell us what Zman Meruba is in Perek Beis Hillel's Deus. Why not? Why doesn't he tell us? Why doesn't he tell us?
There's no specific
timeline. It's going to vary. How deeply entrenched the Mida is, how many years it's been entrenched that way. Well, I'm just the tzad hashav is that it's going to be zman meruba. If it's a day or raw that a person has, it's not a quick fix. It's going to be a zman meruba. How long is zman meruba? I can't tell you. You'll see. Follow this protocol, and then when you write your autobiography, you'll tell us how long the zman meruba was. But l'chad it's poshut that zman meruba is not doesn't have to always. That Zman Meruba certainly spills over Yud Beis Chodesh. So now the word is like this. So here there's no deadline of Yom Kippur. No deadline of Yom Kippur. So what's my timeline here? What's my timeline here? So I know for something which isn't so, nothing but a day of raw that's really, you know, rooted, that's really entrenched. Okay, so I know what the timeline is, really. There's no reason not to do tshuva immediately. But again, the Torah cuts us some slack, and the Torah says, you know, it's in your best interest to do tshuva right away, but lemaisa. The deadline is not until Yom Kippur. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is handing out amnesties in Yom Kippur, that becomes the deadline for doing tshuva. But that doesn't work for, again, here, with Zman Meruba can't be, you know, forced to conform with the deadline of Yom Kippur. So says the Rambam, here's where the Mechayev is of Shuv Yomech Lefnei Misasa. Here, where you don't have the Yom Kippur deadline, so what is the deadline? I don't know if Yom Kippur is not the deadline, so I guess Yom HaMisa is the deadline. Okay, so I'm 20 years old. Yemeshan Osena Bahem Shivim Shana. I don't think it's going to take me 50 years to be Masakein, to be Masakein this Midah. So this is what Chazal is saying. That's the flow of the halacha. So that's why halacha beis then segues into halacha gimel. Here we are talking about a tshuva, which again, 9,999 times out of 10,000, is a tshuva that happens over the course of Osman Meruba. I don't know, so I would have thought, so Yom Kippur can't be the deadline, so the only other alternative as a deadline, pun sort of intended, the only other alternative is Yom HaMisa. Okay, so I'm 20 years old, I have time. So that's what Chazal said, no. Well, that's where you have the Machayev Shiva, and that's what the answer is, that in Halacha, we're not Choshesh Shema Yomus. Again, if the Kohen is 25 years old, and the Meduber is, do we have any reason to think he's Medina Siddiyam and his wife is here? Do we have any reason to think he died? No. No, we have no reason to think he died. There's no Sasafik. It's an overwhelming Ruba Delasa Kaman that tells us that he's hale and hearty. But when you look at a person's lifetime, a person's going to die at some point. A person's going to die at some point, and you have no right to arbitrarily say he'll die here, he'll die there. So then that's where you have a Mechayev of Shema Yomos. I think the din is, if a Kohen... What if you have a different case? A Kohen gives his wife a get and says the get should be chal yom ech lefnei misase. So then she's taka asur tichrum. She is a asur tichrum in that case. Come and do it. No. Well, what happens, since the Rambam contrasts a aver sheyesh b'han maisa, or identifies two categories, the aver sheyesh b'han maisa, and then the deus ras. What about meisim that stem from these deus ra'os that a person is nishka be'eva? So where does that fall? Is there a Yom Kippur deadline for that? and it's only the underlying day of Ra'ah where we have an extension? Well, no, this is just the day of Ra'ah embodied. This is just the day of Ra'ah bubbling to the surface. So you do have, so it's also, it's Zman Merubah. So I don't know, but let's look here in Halacha Gimel. I'm not sure about this, but let's look in Halacha Gimel, and it's obviously very Nogei Ladina. Kachu Tzarech L'chapes, you have it, Rosai? Two lines in Halacha Gimel? Kachu Tzarech L'chapes V'deus Ra'os Yeshua Velosha Mehen, Min Hakas, Min Ha'eva, Min Hakina, Min Hatacharus, Min Hahito, Min Redifas Hamaman, Vahakovod, Min Redifas Hamacholos, Min Kayotze Abraham. The way the Rambam lists the Deus Ra'os, it is not symmetrical. It should have been Ahavas Mamon is the Deya, and Ahavas Kavod is the Deya, and Taivas Macholos is the Deya. But maybe that's good for what the Rambam says. I'm giving you an extension, he tells us, for Ka'as. You have an extension for attacking someone, for insulting someone, for being shover kalev bekas. I'm not giving you an extension. It's realistic to demand that the person control the consequences and the expressions. Kina also. I'm not saying that the Rambam says, I'm not telling you to uproot feelings of kina by Yom Kippur, but I'm telling you if you're doing anything against your chaver out of kina, that has to stop by Yom Kippur. But Yitochein, that when he says, by Rudifas Macholos, I don't know. So that, again, he should have said Tairus Macholos. That's the Deya. Rudifas is an action. But Elamai, here the Rambam is saying, no, these actions that, again, that are the embodiment of the Deya Ra'ah. So even the actions themselves, I recognize that, I don't know, from Meredifas Macholos to, you know, I don't know, Baba Sali's diet. I don't know, let's say Baba Sali didn't want any Hanon Olam Hazeh. So he used to put so much salt on anything he ate that it tasted terrible. Eventually he got used to it. So as soon as he got used to it, then he started putting no salt. Okay, so from Meredith's Malchus to Baba Sali is not going to happen, not going to happen overnight. So you're talking that the Rambam is distinguishing here, and that's why he describes the day of Ra'ah differently. I know if that's correct. Is Yom HaKippurim then totally irrelevant to today as well? So Mestama, Hayos, that the Chiyuv is, Shuv Yom Echad Mishtad Hashem Yisascha. So we do need to be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yom Kippur, you know, Yom Shalom, I'm working on it. You know, I'm not here to tell you that I'm never going to get angry again. And I'm not here to tell you that I'm never going to experience kina again. I'm not up to that. But we do need to be able to say, but it's a work in progress.
Isn't it interesting? That isn't it like a little bit like unrealistic to like feel like someone should that we're expecting to not fix the day of, but we're expecting to change all the actions that emanate from the day of?
I don't know, because there is. You know, when a person, again, as the Rambam is describing, b'zman shadam nishka be'elu, but when a day becomes entrenched, so we make it into something which is second nature. So we make it into something that's reflexive. I don't know if the action that expresses the ka'as or the eva ever becomes reflexive. There is... I'm angry, and because I'm angry, so then I decide I'm going to kick the door, whatever I'm going to do. And that, I think, allows for control, even if the day is still there.
To not make it second nature?
The action isn't second nature, that the feeling is second nature. The action is deliberate. So that's why a person can have a greater degree of control over the action than the day itself. But the Rambam speaks of deus again in Perek Aleph, it was deus. He speaks of ad sheyikavu bo. There he's talking about the deus togos, the yisharos. Ketzel yagel on the matzvah deus el achi yikavu bo. So once it's nikba bo, so then it's, yeah, it happens, you know, almost reflexively. Okay, so then there's a way to uproot it. You know, hakol lefi rov ha-masa, there's a way to uproot it, and that's what I'm describing in Perek Beis, v'chaz deus. But again, that's a process. But the action that emanates from the ka'as, from the eva, from the kina, that's not reflexive. Even if it happens, there's a gap there. And during that gap is when there is an expectation that we have to control. Okay, so we'll stop here.